Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. As always, we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And as always, we're giving away a free Devil Radio t-shirt to the third caller today. And we're going to give away a second t-shirt. We're going to give away two t-shirts today. The first one, third caller, and the second one, by the way, happy St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick's Day. What we're going to give away is whoever can answer the following question. Whoever can answer the following question. What do Bill Proxmire, Gaylord Nelson, and Pat Lucey have in common other than they're Democrats and were elected statewide? These are three giants of Wisconsin statesmanship. Senator William Proxmire served between 1957 and 1988. Gaylord Nelson was governor of Wisconsin. He served in the Senate from 1962 to 1980. He founded Earth Day. Governor Pat Lucey, in my view, was the greatest governor in Wisconsin history, but only after Fighting Bob La Follette. Fighting Bob was the greatest, but Pat Lucey really joined the UW system. You've got it together. Pat Lucey modernized our state, increased the budget, and made modern Wisconsin. Fighting Bob La Follette invented modern Wisconsin, and a lot of people have kept up the fight since then. But Bill Proxmire, Gaylord Nelson, Pat Lucey all have something in common, other than the fact that they're Democrats and were elected statewide. Whoever answers the question will get a t-shirt and the third caller. You know, St. Patrick's Day, in a way, is the reason it's sort of an unofficial national holiday. It's really the kickoff to spring. You know, spring starts on Saturday in the wee hours, early morning. But as a practical matter now, people are really ready to bust out. They really are. Been a long winter with COVID, some very, very tough weather, month of February, end of January. People are ready to bust out. And St. Patrick's Day is the symbolic start of that. So happy St. Patrick's Day. Okay, we are going to get to a lot of things today, but the first one really defies belief. It defies belief. Here's what the GOP is up to in Wisconsin. We have an election commission with six commissioners. Three have to be Democrats, three Republicans, and frequently they either deadlock or else it's 4-3. Somebody sees the light on one side and they get something done. And they have a good staff. There was a guy on the election commission named Dean Knudsen who filed a complaint against Governor Tony Evers and Megan Wolf, the commission's nonpartisan director, alleging that it was wrong of them to certify the election results in Wisconsin. You know, it's part of the conspiracy theory of the fringe of the Republican Party that even though Biden won the election in Wisconsin by about 20,000 votes, it shouldn't be certified. Trump beat Hillary by a little over 20,000 votes. And of course, they thought that was fine. So they demanded a recount, but only in Dane County and in Milwaukee County and maybe one other, maybe Brown, I forget. Dean Knudsen did not like the result. So Dean Knudsen filed a complaint. Well, that complaint has to be heard by the Wisconsin Elections Commission before it goes to court. So Dean Knudsen said, okay, I will recuse myself. I will not be part of the decision because I'm the guy that filed the complaint and I'd vote in favor of it. So he had the grace to step down. I don't think it was grace. I think he realized that was a no-winner for him, no-brainer. You can't be the judge on a complaint you brought. But there's another guy named Bob Spindell, who is on the election commission, who's a Republican. And Bob Spindell refuses to step down. And why does he refuse to step down? Why should he step down? The reason he should step down is because he was one of the fake electors that the Republicans ginned up the day that the real electors got together in the Capitol to cast their votes for Joe Biden because he won the election. And this fraudulent group, this shadow elect group of electors, the ghosts, they met in another conference room. So Tony Evers made a conference room available to the real electors, who are the ones that vote for the guy who won the election. And the fake, the ghosts, met somewhere else, and Bob Spindell was one of them. And he represented himself as an elector. I'll tell you, down in Arizona, when they did that, there is a move to prosecute them essentially for forgery. They send off, this happened all over the country. Fake electors got together, claimed that Trump won their state, even though it had been certified that Biden won the state. And then they sent certification of Trump winning off to the Senate and to the other recipients that are supposed to get it. That is a forgery, by the way. That is a forgery. You file an official document saying something that's false, and you say that somebody won the election who didn't. Really, that's a forged document. There's been no charge of forgery brought in Wisconsin against these people, but in other states, I think that is underway. So very reasonably, people said, well, Bob Spindell, probably a bad idea for you to be on this decision, because Dean Knutson, who brought the complaint, is your colleague, one of the Republicans. But more importantly, you fell for it. You were an elector, a fake elector. So how can you possibly fairly judge this when you've already judged it with your feet by walking into that conference room and saying you were an elector because Trump won? The issue here is, did Biden win the election? You've already said as a fake elector that Trump won. And Bob Spindell has said, no, I am not stepping down. Now, there'll be five commissioners left, three of them Democratic, now two Republican, with Dean Knutson having stepped down. So it's very likely, obviously, that this would still be a 3-2 decision to uphold the certification, dismiss the complaint against Tony Evers and Megan Wolf, and then the Republicans can take it to circuit court. You know, the question arises, how far are they going to push this fake theory that Trump won? You know, it's a fake, and what it did is it spurred the January 6th insurrection that murdered one police officer, gouged out the eye of another, stabbed another with a pole, brain damaged two officers by being beaten in the head with lead pipes, the trampling of an insurrectionist, the shooting of an insurrectionist by law enforcement. That's what it produced. It produced an image around the world of really a third world country that doesn't believe in the peaceful transition of power. You know, they did go up to the Supreme Court already on this in another case. The Supreme Court ruled 4-3 that they would not certify the election for Trump, that Biden was correctly certified. But there's only 4-3 because there are four Republicans on the Supreme Court, but Brian Hagedorn, who has shown great courage, frankly, and great objectivity, looked at the law. He actually read the Constitution. He actually read the statutes, and he looked at the evidence. And I don't care who he voted for, but he said, Biden won this election. There's a lot of courage to do that. Now, if we hadn't had that, it would have been 4-3 the other way, and you'd have Wisconsin throwing out its own election. There are three Supreme Court justices who would do it now. So if it goes to a circuit court, I'm assuming that a circuit court, that's the lowest court, the trial court, will not try to overturn an election in Wisconsin. I'm assuming that. But Even if they do, or if they don't, it's going to go up to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And remember, the Wisconsin Supreme Court doesn't have to take any case. Wisconsin Supreme Court is discretionary. The Court of Appeals has to take it, not the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And as long as the lower court and the Court of Appeals uphold the certification of Joe Biden as president, he's already been president for 2 months, He's coming on 2 months. I suspect that the Supreme Court may take a pass on it. The problem is, when they grant review, I think it only takes three of the justices to grant review, not a majority. And if you have three of them do that, and once again, we embarrass ourselves by arguing about this, I'll tell you, I think the Republican Party is making a big mistake doing this. They are not representative, I think, of even their own party. There is a base. There's a QAnon base, but they have got to stop pandering to the QAnon base. And and Bob Spindell has got to look at this thing and say, are you kidding me? You were a fake elector, a ghost elector, who falsely certified that Trump had won the election, and therefore you were an elector? What are you? But he is apparently intent on doing it. The lines have lighted up. We're going to a break, so do not hang up. I will get to the lines right after the break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.